We're live on some platforms, not on others. It just
so this is our waste time while we get everybody up and running.
Yeah, we've kind of got to lube the system up a little bit.
This is the foreplay. This is the foreplay going live before we really stick it in.
Before you.
I'm just saying, this is your metaphor.
Sounds a little aggressive there.
Well,
Jesus, who are you, Brett Kavanaugh? What's going on? Good Lord.
So this is a new system.
This is a new system that we have. A whole new
thingamajig
that we have going on here. We're going to be on Twitch. I don't know if we're there yet, but we're going to be on Twitch, which is, I'm hoping that people don't call us the N-word and swat us. So
I don't know why that would happen. I don't know what swatting is, but
you don't want to know what swatting is. That's for sure. You definitely don't know what
what the fuck is swatting?
Swatting is when you call the SWAT team on people.
Oh, I do know what that is. Because they fucked that. They killed that guy.
They killed that guy. I gotta get a paper towel, guys. Wait for me.
All right, get a quick.
Don't start it without me.
Just, I mean, rub it a little bit, and that's fine. It's okay. We'll hang out. We'll watch. Join in a moment, but you know.
Maybe I should just leave the paper towels on the table.
I don't know why they would ever leave the table. I think we should just coat you in paper towels, and all of the equipment.
I'll be like that kid from A Christmas Story. He just can't lift his own arms because he's stuck in paper towels.
We should ShamWow you is what we should do.
I pay a young Filipino boy to do that to me every day. So. If the show wants to pick that bill up.
I hope he's not 2 years. I'm cool. I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
Young for me is like 31. I don't know if we're everywhere yet. I don't know, Tom. I just don't know.
Are we in all your places? Like, are you? Can you?
Which
can you
cameras?
Feel
I hope this camera's on. Oh! It's like 3D.
Part of me had this vision, even though I know it's a paper towel, of you like hitting the camera and it cascades into the other camera.
It explodes.
Just like the whole thing. It's just like, there goes so much of our time and money. Your time, but
my time,
our money.
Our money. Yeah. Oh. So we have a couple stories we want to do, but I want to make sure that we are live. So if people can see us and you're on one of those platforms, let us know. Restream is supposedly running the chat for us, so we'll see if that works. So if you
we're live.
We're live.
Hey,
that's Ian.
That's Ian.
By the way, he is under the table. So
get back down there, Ian. So I'll tell you when you're
if done. If you can see us, maybe I think it's only on Periscope and YouTube. Maybe there's a couple others. Mixer and Twitch might also feed into this. Oh, do I have to select platforms? Is that what?
They're all on.
They're all.
Oh. Well, it says 0 out of 0 connected. To be fair, that's so, not very intuitive.
Yeah, so I'm just saying.
All right.
You know.
You have to refresh.
Oh, for God's sakes.
It's refreshing.
Ah, there we
zero
go.
0 out of 5.
Zero
connected.
Out of five.
So
there we
also
go.
Okay. Not
all right. So if you can
anyway.
Hear us and you like us and you want to talk to us, you can send us a message.
Have
right
listening
there.
Visiting oh site.
My gosh! Look at all you. Talkman debate is better. Get rid of Jeff. Get the fuck out of here, Jeff.
Oh my God! We gotta move to California, man.
God, that's ridiculous. Australia's on here. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
This is cool.
Oh wow! Twitch is on. Oh my gosh! Don't swat us. David Smalley doesn't rock. You're wrong.
That's not. Nobody thinks that. David Smalley's mom doesn't.
David Smalley
think that.
Though is a rock. Like he's Diesel. Like he's got like.
What are you fucking high? You couldn't make your arm small enough.
That's
is he ego powerful? Is that what it is? Is it? I mean, his fucking feet don't touch the floor.
I
sitting
can't
in a big
wait
kid
to
chair.
Catch his comedy show when we go out there. That's going to be super exciting. His comedy show is going to be baller.
No.
It's just going to be him sighing for 30 minutes.
I thought comedy shows had like this comedic thing in common.
Is that Jake Far Wharton?
Oh, snap.
Holy shit. Remember that guy?
No.
Jesus.
Didn't he used to have a podcast or something?
I think he did.
Man.
Friends, I think is what it was called.
All right. Smalley does comedy. No. Yeah, that's what everybody books.
Nobody loves
wonders.
The podcasts on either. You guys are wrong. No, you're just wrong.
You should throw that bottle of water
capped.
Away.
It's capped.
Just stop.
It's
just,
capped.
You can't with that.
No
right
more
now.
Close-ups on Tom. That's mean. Don't be mean on our stream, you Man. People. Don't be mean. Be nice. I'm pointing at the camera now, Ian. You got to put it on. Be nice, right. You. Okay. So here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. It was totally terrible. Yeah, we're going to be doing an election live stream with some of these cameras, although one of them is going to be over here because in this seat over here,
it's going to be our friend.
It's going to be our best friend. Our best friend, Heath Enright.
Oh, it's going
to
be
so
awesome.
So he's going to be on. We're super excited to have Heath in studio. We're going to be covering the election night live.
Can you imagine like the tears in ultra high definition like that? Like when I'm can you imagine if we had had, for real though, if we had the same camera set up.
Do you remember the anxiety that was in the pit of your stomach when you left here that night?
Yeah. Because I did not sleep and I woke up and wanted to puke.
And I'll tell you, I know what that anxiety feels like because it hasn't left me since 2016. So that's kind of what it feels like. Are we getting the same? Okay. Are we getting the same chat here? The best friend? Oh, best friend. Okay, I see. Yeah, David Sonley. Eli Bosnick, who's that?
A nice gray in your beard, Andrew.
Is that a...
All right.
Is that a, we both have a little gray in our beard. Tom's older than me, though,
this
so that's why
he... distinguished. That's what this shit is. I'm pulling the fucking full Richard Gere distinguished shit out. All right.
I do look like Jesus, because I have long hair, and I'm also from all the countries where they give you a lot of hair when you're born. So it's like a gift. They're like, here, you're going to have hair on all of it. So best of luck.
Covered in hair. That's the best way to like, not see it.
When they baptize people in the countries I'm from, they do it in Nair. So, it's like that old priest, that old priest takes and dumps that little baby in there. Like
he's like a teen wolf.
He pump fakes that baby over his head. He's like, yeah. You've seen that one, right? Where that guy is like, where the priest is swinging the baby and slamming him into the water.
No, what the fucking what?
Oh, I don't know if we can't get links in here, can we? I don't know if the links will show up. Can somebody post a link in here and see what happens if maybe there's a link in there, we can click it. Don't nair your nuts. No kidding. Jesus, that's got a sting. That's
hard
the
pass.
Stinger. They don't let you do
I used
that
to
again.
Shave my head for like
I
10
do,
years.
I do.
I nared my head one time.
Was that a stinger?
You know, it's a bad idea. Naring your fucking bald nugget, dude.
Yeah.
It was a fucking nightmare. Yeah. All my, it didn't even work. Oh, there it is. Oh, there it is. I blistered up my fucking nugget. Does it work?
It was not a link, but let's see if it'll.
All right. Oh, this is exciting.
That's not a.
Nah, it didn't work.
That didn't work. All right. Somebody's going to have to. Okay, so links are in there. If you guys remember this, now tell me, do you guys remember this when they like, they has the fucking baby? It's like a fucking priest and he's got a big ass hat.
Is he one of those Orthodox? Because those guys so aggressive.
Is this it? Is this it?
Oh, man.
Hold on. Is this the one? I'm going to click on it. It's probably going to be like fucking Sargon's channel. Here we go.
Where's the money, Lebowski? Where's the money, Lebowski?
What is he doing to that baby?
Let's down there somewhere. Let me take another look.
Whoa!
Okay, that's admittedly
holy
amazing.
Shit.
But no, there's another one where a guy's like lifting him over his head and he's like pump faking the baby. He's got the baby up and he's like whoop whoop. And he puts the baby whoop whoop. He does it like 3 or 4 times.
What the fuck?
Tried to post InfoWars, but it's a blocked link. Good. Is this the one? Okay, let me see. Is this the same? I hope it's not the same one. It's funny that it's putting a little sad face in there.
Uh-huh.
Look at that.
It's seeing that as an emoji, that's hilarious.
This restream is just killing it, Ian, by the way. Yeah, this
Whoa!
Is the guy. This is the guy. He's
Why
pump faking
he
that baby.
Baby.
Oh, pump fake that baby. Boom! Now we're going to get flagged for child porn.
For real, like if he's off even by a little bit, he
drops the baby. Like he's just like drop the baby, boom,
holy
boom-tsh.
Shit!
Yeah, isn't it fucking crazy? The and there's a bunch. It's not just there's like one or two of these videos. There's a dozen of these out there. I saw one this week, and it might have been posted on our fan page on Facebook. If you guys want to join our fan page, it's a group of people who like the show who post a shit ton of stuff. There's news stories, and then there's a bunch of just memes and whatnot and videos, and this one was posted this week, I think this week. There's a guy, a little like an older guy, and he kind of looks like, remember Emperor Palpatine Pope? Do you remember him?
Yeah.
So Emperor Palpatine Pope's holding, it kind of looks like him. He's not him, but he's holding the baby, and the baby's crying because he's want to get like fucking dumped in the water, and baby's freaking out because there's a bunch of people, whatever.
Right.
And he's holding
the
baby.
Creepy old man.
And then the baby does one of these. Like, throw. You know how babies are like, they don't want to be held. So they throw their fucking hands back. Throws his hands back. And he almost hits the priest. The priest grabs the baby. He's really up close. The mom's holding.
Slaps the baby.
Fucking slaps the baby right in the face.
I remember this.
And then they still hold it. And he goes for, I think, for another one. The dad, like, finally rips the baby out of his arms. Yeah. I'm just thinking, you sure fucking just held the baby with one hand and just been like, the douche. That oldie McOlderson would have folded like a fucking bad deck chair. Like,
I remember that. I can't even imagine if it's like, oh, your baby misbehaved, so I hit it. What are you talking
Who does
about?
That, right?
Now I have to kill you.
Oh, my God. Your baby misbehaved, so I shook it till it died.
Yeah, I like this. In conclusion, don't give children to priests. Yeah, all right.
That's fair. Okay. We talked about it last
you
week.
You got us there.
Last week, we mentioned on our show, there's a bishopaccountability.org is one of the places that we mentioned on our show. And when... This week, when I was listening to the show with my wife, she looked up her priest, her pastor from when she was a child, who was removed, and she didn't know why. He just like left abruptly. He was in there. We got an email today that
fucking
said
creepy, yeah.
someone's priest was in there. So, so chances are, if you had a priest when you were a kid, like that, I mean, maybe not chances are, but there's a chance that a priest might be in there that you know.
I'll tell you what, if your priest just fucking disappeared out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Here's the link. Let's see. This is another one, maybe. Let's see if it's a different one. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Emperor Palpatine here. And the baby's going to throw its arms back. Doesn't want to be. Baby throws its arms, its head back in a second. Watch this motherfucker. Boom!
You got it. Look at that man. The guy's like, did you just hit a baby in the face? Now I will turn off. I'll have this now. That's nice. Stop holding my child. You're the worst.
Jesus Christ. That is fucking child abuse. That's what that is. Yeah, that's just disgusting.
That's crazy.
Yeah, bite the priest. Yeah, that's what you got to do when you're in that close, especially when they're fondling. You know, you got to go for the eyes, I guess. So, Tom, we're here.
We are.
To do a show, a little short of a show, see what happens. We're going to play a clip, and this clip is from Right Wing Watch.
Oh, wait a minute. Because I'm very surprised at the...
I know, right?
The provenance of the clip.
So, as you can see, it's... Kat Kerr, aborted babies, had a party in heaven after Kavanaugh was confirmed. So we're going to play a little bit of this clip and chit-chat about it and like we normally do.
Oh, and now we can make fun of her appearance and everybody can see
it. Everybody can see it. She's not in focus, that's for sure.
She should get a video set. She should get an Ian to help with the video set up.
It's an Ian.
This is a time of justice, liberty, and freedom. And that's what... He stood for. That's what Kavanaugh stood for.
Stood past tense? Like, not anymore.
Yeah.
Now he stands for mostly binge drinking and rape.
Well, I was going to say he doesn't stand for either of those either because he's normally passed out.
He's not. Where can we find him? I don't know. Find a 15-year-old girl. He's probably right. On top of there.
He's laying underneath, like, the big desk that they held to the fucking bench. He just passed out. Keeps on trying to get in fucking Bader Ginsburg's robes.
RBG's drawing dicks on his head with a Sharpie.
He's got a dick butt on his cheek.
And so they found someone to pay them to lie with not one shred of evidence.
Except for the evidence.
Yeah, well, like, and you know, they want to say there's not one shred of evidence, but it's an accusation. Like,
right.
What are you going to go back and you're going to go back and swab her vagina? Like, well, how do you do that?
But that's the thing with like an assault that does not reach the point of being a rape. Like, what would the physical evidence be? That's the nature of the whole thing.
Exactly.
The evidence is the believability of the testimony of the accuser.
Exactly.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
So. What is the evidence that she should have bought that fucking scarf? That is my question right now.
God bless America.
No.
America.
You know, it's so funny because, like, you're not supposed to, you're not supposed to use the flag as clothing.
I know, yeah.
It's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
And, like, the super patriotic fucking nut jobs who are constantly jerking off into no step on sneck flags and everything else.
No snecky. Snecky, no.
Like, she's turning it into a scarf. a really ugly scarf.
You know, here's the thing. She could absolutely wear that as a scarf. But if a woman wore that as a hijab,
oh,
could you imagine the outrage that they would have? They would immediately invoke that idea, like, you can't use the flag like that.
You can't co-opt the use of our flag as clothing. That's what we do.
Yeah, we're doing that right now.
White.
Yeah.
So it's different because we're in charge. Yeah. More. That's how you know it's different.
No evidence.
Also, I have no idea if that woman even knows what the word evidence means.
I don't think she's concerned with that word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even his own children did not believe the lies about him.
Wait. Even his own children didn't believe the lies about him? What was that? Is there like some critical 7-year-old who's like, well, I think maybe dad raped her.
I feel like that's not meaningful. Right?
In any way?
The guys who are on his side were on his side.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is how sides work. So, For real.
Like, yeah, I know.
Even his children didn't believe he was a rapist. Like, how would that go in the reverse? Like, yeah. His children totally thought he was a rapist. like, his kids are just like, yeah, well, that's dad. Yeah. Oh, man. He's always raping somebody.
He's either knocked out.
Oh, my God. Hold on a minute. Let's call him in for a question. He's probably raping somebody. It's fine. Oh, that zany old dad.
They lived with him. They knew his character. They knew that he loved God. And God picked him like he picked Trump. And he kept telling me, I don't care what they said.
Then he picked Obama. And he picked fucking Clinton to be Secretary of State. And he picked Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sotomayor. Like, he either picks all the people or none of the people.
Well, I think maybe God only gets motivated when somebody knocks on his trailer door and gives him a pamphlet.
That's probably true. Yeah.
You gotta go up and you gotta canvas
God,
in the trailer park that God is in.
Well, I didn't know until y'all came here and knocked. Explain the whole situation.
Here I was just brushing my hound dog out on it, and you were so nice to me. You were just so nice. You came down, you sat down, you had some sweet tea with me. You told me all about this candidate, Donald Trump, who's just like me.
Sounds like a real sweetheart.
Supreme Court. He's going to wipe out Roe versus Wade. He's going to give life to babies.
What is he? Well, yes, he keeps inseminating people.
He keeps
people,
raping
right?
people, sure.
And when I'm sitting there today in the hotel room, he kept showing me, letting me see all these millions of babies who have been aborted in heaven, that are in heaven.
Why were they aborted in heaven? Like, that's
you
a weird
see the
like,
lines. They should get an abortion in heaven. Because everybody knows heaven is great without kids.
You get to heaven, you're like, oh, the fucking kids are here.
Oh, Jesus. It's like getting on a Disney cruise.
You're like, all right, if you walk into the room now, it's on you. I'm not even shutting the door.
You just turn to the nearest angel waiter. Keep this full. keep this giant margarita bowl full my entire time in heaven.
They sang and celebrated.
All those aborted fetuses.
All those aborted babies like pouring fucking Cristal over themselves, like giving themselves like a...
No, they sang like hymns. Like, go tiny clump of salad on the mountain.
Or he's pro-slavery spiritual from Citation last week.
Stay in your lane.
This is what they knew.
I have no idea what she just said there.
That life would change for all the babies in America.
Too late for us, though. we got fucked on that one. Woo! we got fucked on that one. Party. Remember how I didn't get to have a life?
Yeah, exactly.
That was awesome. Rub it in by showing me the fortunes of others.
Oh, man. I love the idea that there's like just this whole slew of babies in sort of a developmental stages that are partying at certain times. So there's only like a couple cells here that that can't really sing because they don't have vocal cords, but then there's like other ones that are smaller and they still can't sing because they don't have vocal cords.
Shit.
And it's like, this one that looks like something off fucking like Alien is over on the side. He's got one of those little mouthy things that comes out.
They look like the little thing from Flight of the Navigator. Yeah. Like,
they're no longer going to be legal to take their lives and wipe him away like dust, like they had been. And they have forgiven all those people. There's no anger in their little souls. They're free.
They're tiny little single-cell souls.
Their little six-week-old pencil-head clump of soul. There's no
clump of soul. This is a little tiny, little baby clump of souls.
There's no room for anger.
You know, I don't think it's the size of the soul that counts, Tom.
That's what they want you to think, but it is. I mean, to some degree, yeah, it kind
of
is.
It's the girth of the soul that counts, really.
They forgive everybody. The people who performed it, the people who allowed it, the people who voted for that to be legal. They forgave every person, but today they had a party in heaven.
This fucking camera keeps on refocusing and then not working. Like, it's like, it keeps on like refocusing. It's like, ah, it can't keep her flag scarf. Right.
It doesn't focus. Know what to do. It's just like, it's panicking, yeah, with the auto. Like,
exactly.
can we pause for a second about a sure. party in heaven? If heaven is like eternal paradise, isn't every day a party? Are you like, what are you looking forward to that's coming up in paradise? Because if it's better than today, and today is paradise, that poses some problems about how tomorrow gets better, right? Oh, we're having a party, yeah, Thursday at 7. That's going to be great. Better than now, but now is perfect. Nah. Oh! Maybe none of it's real, yeah. Cecil.
Maybe it doesn't add up,
Tom. Oh, my
God. Maybe none of this adds up.
Yeah, maybe fucking tiny little fucking dead babies in the clouds aren't getting bottle service and celebration.
There's like some other little tiny baby with like a flashlight under the Goldschlager shaking it as it walks to the club.
There's like Brazilian, yeah, baby models like sitting next to you like pretending they care about what you say and you're so funny.
The Eli Bosnick story.
And then he celebrated the other babies being conceived in the womb. One day we'll never have to fear their lives being taken.
Yeah, I'd hate to go to heaven early. Yeah, that would suck. Yeah. Also, my vacation could start
you?
Now.
Yeah, like, why wouldn't you want to be there as early as possible?
Right?
That's why they had to make suicide a sin, was so that you wouldn't try to be like, man, my life sucks.
Right. So look around me like, I can go, yeah, all I have to do is just think that's, yeah, real, and then I get
forever and ever,
or I could
awesome, or I could just
toil as a peasant in 12th century France.
I could drown in this well.
Complete their destiny on this earth. So there was a big party in heaven today.
Big party.
Because of that.
But tomorrow, back to the grind.
They have like a negative birthday party for someone.
Oh, God. Tell me, he said, yes, we now have, there is now God in the White House.
God. Look, I don't even think God's real, but that's insulting somehow.
You guys heard that, right? Like, y'all heard that? Hold on, I gotta rewind.
There is now God in the White House.
No! That makes sense. That makes more sense, right? Because, like, there's no world where you can believe that God is benevolent, yeah, right?
Or competent.
So, right. So you just like look around and be like, oh, giraffes have that crazy, yeah, nerve that goes like, exactly, 6 feet down, yeah, and 6 feet
and
up.
And back up. Yeah.
Clearly incompetent. And, yeah, it's like, oh, there's like parasites whose entire life cycle is to burrow into the eyes of children. Like, okay, Donald Trump makes sense as God. Like,
yeah, this, no, metaphor, absolutely, works now. Absolutely.
Yeah. Because he's welcomed and allowed to be there. And he said, and now I have permission to be in the Supreme Court.
Because you have to give omnipotent beings, yeah, permission.
God, it's like, let the right one in, Tom.
Right?
Whatever. The most powerful vampire comes knocking on your door. You got to let him in. Because if not,
God needs permission.
Just
it'd be like if
out.
You like went home and like your toddler was like, you can't come in. And be like, this is my house.
Yeah.
You're little. Meow. Like, it's God.
Yeah.
God has permission. Well, I couldn't enter the political arena until y'all voted for me, or at least not all of you, like 3 million didn't. But then, anyway, it's a whole electoral thing. Call Nate Silver. He'll explain it. I win.
Yeah, it's like the, you know how they have all the different symbols of justice in,
right,
the halls of justice. Right, yeah. They just need to put that one more figurine there so he can get in.
Yeah, right.
You got to,
yeah,
have a, you got to have an image of yourself.
Are y'all done graven. Yet?
You guys get on that graven image of me yet?
Sitting on the bench at the Supreme Court. He said, now I have the right to speak into the court system. Yeah. And he said, because of that.
You guys had that right. Like, what they, I just don't get that they didn't understand that they had 5-4 before when Scalia died. Then they put a goalie in the goal box for a couple couple years there, 400 and some days. Merrick Garland keeps trying to score on goalies, like 160 shots.
Goose egg.
Yeah, keeps on nagging, like, guys, don't let me in. I want to be on the Supreme Court. So they kill him. He can't be on there. Then they come back, and now it's like, okay, great. Well, Kennedy's like, great, I'm stepping out. Well, they add Gorsuch, and then they add this one.
Right.
You're back up to 5. You had 4 before. You're back up to 5, and then Kennedy's like, I'm stepping down. He never left.
Right, I know. Nothing changed.
Nothing changed. Literally nothing changed.
I know.
So
the only thing that changed is that Kennedy was occasionally a swing. Kennedy was occasionally a social issues swing vote. Now we know that we won't have a social issue swing.
Sure. Yeah. You got a constitutional loyalist in there who's going to do basic originalist whatever.
Yeah. I have assigned 3 special ops angels.
Special ops, like they're better than the
special
other.
Special ops angels.
They're like,
are these older aborted babies or are these
like 12-year-old aborted babies? Wait a minute. How does that even? They're like late term aborted angels, like in like doing fucking one arm push ups in the fucking womb, like listening to fucking Rambo music and shit.
What?
How do you train to be in the special ops for angels? Do other angels fail out? Like, you're not angelic enough. I'm sorry. Your wings don't pass muster. Like, you did the fucking Hell Week or whatever with the
Yeah, where you have to, like, get a tear gas shot in your face or whatever.
See, I would never just tell you something. You're going to get details.
Yeah, I just, one run.
Powerful angels, host of the host, and they're called, their names are Justice, Liberty, and freedom.
Oh, shut the actual fuck up. Okay.
What are they, like, horses in the Kentucky Derby?
Does she believe this literally?
I think her followers do. Sure.
I mean, I'm looking at the color of her hair, and I can't even believe her right now. Like, there's no world where, like, you can't decide between pink and gray. Yeah. And I'm supposed to believe that what you're saying is true.
Yeah, there is a world like that. It's GILF porn, Tom.
Like I said, there's no world where I believe that's true.
They are assigned to protect and keep Kavanaugh and his family, and they're also assigned to help him bring justice, liberty, and freedom to this country.
Yeah.
But they had to wait for Kennedy to retire.
They had to wait for Kennedy to retire. There's no way they were going to let him in there ahead of time.
God, they're some fucking weak pussy ass special ops angels. Because it seems like they just have to wait for people to do stuff.
Yeah. They always have to wait for the human action to finish the job.
Right.
Let's take a look at some chat here. I'm going to scroll back a little bit.
Jesus.
This chat app, Jesus, look at all you people.
This is pretty cool.
Wow. How many people are watching us? Is there like 10 people on Facebook?
Man.
Gosh.
Look at this. I like this.
I like that you could tell where it's coming from. And we had thought that it wasn't actually going to stream from Facebook.
It's working beautifully.
But it's working beautifully. Yeah. This is a great system so far. Glad I set it all up.
I helped quite a lot.
Well,
Ian, thank you.
Didn't do anything. So
it's the worst.
Gosh. All right.
Well, let's want to do another story.
Oh, that's mean. Damien, that's just mean.
And no.
That's mean. And no, we're not going to write a skit for Eli Bosnick. I'm not going to do that. Yeah, we can do one more story. What do you guys say? You guys want to do one more story? Ian is the MVP.
Ian is MVP. Yeah.
Ian is the MVP. Absolutely.
Oh, somebody was watching the game and would rather watch us. Oh,
is it a...
What is the game?
Like, I don't know what game
of
it is.
Thrones
is
or
it game tonight? It's Thursday night, so Thursday night football might be on or might have been on.
Oh my god, man! Driving in,
people are saying yes.
There must be a hockeying going on.
Yeah, or a basketballing.
Holy, I think it was all the Blackhawks shirts.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It was a fucking nightmare of just fucking drunk idiots wandering around.
Yeah, yeah.
God, I hate that shit. That fucking hockey.
When you come down, because you're coming down.
It's a fucking nightmare. All right, let's do another story.
All right. I have this one, Tom.
This will be a good one. Where's it from?
Well,
oh, right,
where do you think it's from?
Oh, okay. Donald Trump channels anti-Semitic conspiracy theory to explain Kavanaugh opposition. Well, this will be upsetting.
Here's his tweet, Tom. Why don't we read his tweet aloud?
He said, "The very rude elevator screamers are paid professionals only looking to make senators look bad. Don't fall for it. Also, look at all the professionally made identical signs, paid for by Soros and others. These are not signs made in the basement from love. Hashtag troublemakers."
Well, see, like if you go to Kinko's and you get a sign done and it's not made with love, like love.
Yeah. In other words, if it doesn't look like a third grader with poster board.
It doesn't look like if the R isn't backwards right. And like Toys R Us. It's just like, no, man, I'm sorry. That's a Soros sign.
Do you know the best thing about this is like, let's just entertain for a moment the idea that the elevator screamers.
That's a nice way to put it. That's a really. I think that is a very, very nice, inclusive, beautiful way to accept the tragedy that they went through.
So let's say that the elevator screamers. Jesus. Let's say they were paid. It says they're only there to make senators look bad. Well, if the senators weren't doing anything to look bad,
right?
You can't scream things at them to make them look bad. Case in point. Imagine for a moment that the elevator screamed at a grocery checkout clerk, right? That would be weird. That wouldn't work. It wouldn't matter if their concerns were legitimate or illegitimate.
Sure.
The senators look bad because they're behaving badly.
Right.
Nobody can make you look bad if you aren't misbehaving. It's the fucking... it literally makes no difference if they were paid, which they're not, but if they were paid or weren't paid.
Right. It wouldn't matter at all. And... you know, the next part of it, he says, you know, they're paid professionals made to make them look bad. Don't fall for it. Look at the professionally made identical sign. So if I go to a protest, mm-hmm. and I happen to have a sign that I had printed up, mm-hmm. and I got one for my wife, too, when we went to a protest, I'm automatically somebody who they would consider just like, you could just wash that person. Doesn't matter. Because they had a sign that looked like somebody else.
Or let's say I'm somebody who has some extra funds and I believe very much in this cause. And I go to Kinko's and I say, you know what? Make 10 or 20 signs for me. I'm going to bring them to the protest. And anybody who shows up and doesn't happen to have a sign,
they can have this one.
I want to create clever some additional visibility.
There's
a
clever one I have. Yeah, I thought of this thing.
So all of a sudden, that's now paid for. It's not grassroots anymore, right? That's now paid for by some big money.
Because you didn't sit and scrawl some shit down.
Right.
And, you know, this again is going after Soros.
Of course. Yeah.
One of those people that pretty much everybody on the right hates because he funds things that have a left-leaning agenda.
I think they're frustrated that a white guy with lots of money is using his money the same way the Koch brothers do. They're just like, you're supposed to use it for my cause.
They never call it the Koch brothers.
Right, because it's sort of like, God, you could be in our club.
Yeah.
Why aren't you? You're rich. We're rich. You're white. We're white. Come on. And this guy's like, but you're awful and I'd rather not. And they're just like, oh my God. Yeah, Jew.
Well, and then he wound up spending a lot of money in his home country, mm-hmm. And that I guess upset a lot of people there. That he wound up spending a bunch of money outside. They're even like, I think that his home country is even trying to pass laws that you can't have outside money.
But this is the same group of people that will scream about how money is speech and they're indistinguishable, and we should allow money to be speech.
Right.
But what they really mean is like, well, we thought we had most of it, but now we're really upset that some rich people don't think the same shit we think. And I wonder how much more prevalent this is going to be. And I do wonder if there's going to be a reversal of that decision that money and speech are the same when some of the younger, incredibly wealthy philanthropists that are left-leaning, your Zuckerbergs, you know, your big tech money.
Yeah.
When they start looking at those massive fortunes and investing those in political causes. When that starts to happen, I wonder if they're going to say, wait a minute, it was all right when it was old rich white people that were Republican.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if it's young rich people that are going to be Democrat, all of a sudden now money is problematic in terms of speech. I do wonder when that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to happen.
But do you think that that old adage is right, though? That they would say, like, that they would do something like, What does that say? What is that saying? Like when you're young, you know, you're a left leaning guy, but like once you get money and you're older, you automatically, because most people with sense become a Republican or whatever they say.
Yeah, I've heard like if you're under 25 and you're not a liberal, you don't have a heart.
Yeah.
If you're over 25, you're not a Republican, you don't have a brain. That's the phrase.
You don't have a brain or a job.
Right.
Yeah. But you know, the thing is if I wonder if they think that those people, once they get a little older, are going to say fuck that.
I don't know. I don't think so. Like I you think they're going to become Republican?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so, because like the Republicans have doubled down so hard on old people social issues that I think
you're absolutely right. I think a lot of the issues that they are covering now they're starting to lose a lot of the teeth that they had, right? So like specifically when we talk about gays and trans issues, mm-hmm. those are issues that they're buckling down on, especially under this president, they're buckling down on. And those issues, I think, as on a whole, are accepted by the younger generation. Those are accepted by them as no, we want to make sure we're on the right side of those issues.
Yeah, right.
So I recognize that some of those social issues absolutely have that effect. So yeah.
It'll be interesting.
All right. So someone had corrected us. It's Coke, not Koch. I thought I saw pass by earlier. There's people on YouTube are talking to us. Holy shit,
man!
Jesus, YouTube. The YouTube people are going to be the worst. When is Sargon going to come on? Is he going to come on? I know he's a huge fan of us. So we want to.
Somebody said in real time, my voice sounds so slow and high.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think we're going to. Be sure to check us out on our live stream, right? So we want to make sure to plug that. It's going to be election night, which is the 6th, right? Is that what it is, the 6th?
You'll be able to see the light of the studio glinting off the tears rolling down my face.
So 6th, it'll be on, at 8 o'clock Chicago time is when we go live. And then we're just going to stay live, Tom, I think, for a couple hours, 3 hours maybe. We'll see how long it takes before we want to just shut the TV off in disgust and go drink until we pass out.
I'm gonna have an Uber drive me here, and I'm gonna have a hearse drive me home.
That sounds good. I'm gonna do the same thing. I'll share a hearse. No, we can't. We both of us can't fit in our same hearse. So we can. But we want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. We appreciate. I don't know which camera's on, but I'm gonna look at these two because clearly those are the two that are. Ish on. So thanks so much for joining us tonight.
The wide camera.
Thank you. This
that one
here. Yes. Thanks for joining us tonight. We really do appreciate it, guys. Be sure to check out and share all the stuff that we have. And we'll see you guys next time. Hopefully next week we're gonna have another test next week. So join us then. Bye, everybody.
God, I'm glad they're gone.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm taking off my pants.